Okay, I've started the recording here on Free Conference Call HD because I'm about to go live on Facebook and I want to sync them up. So, yep, we're going to do it now. Okay, I think I'm live. I'll find out in a minute. Yes. Okay. Now I think I'm live. All right. This is Debbie Moran. It is Sunday, August 8th. And this is the new moon session for August 8th. I love the synchronicity of how it's August 8th, 8 p.m. So 8:88. And it's interesting because I didn't realize this, but I actually heard recently that 888 is a very spiritual number in terms of Christ consciousness. So, let's see what comes. So, everybody that's here, just take some time to breathe. We're going to start out with just breathing. And as people come on, as you come on, if you have anything you want to contribute, you're not muted in Free Conference Call HD. And on Facebook, obviously you don't have your voice, but you can type a comment and actually ask if you, well, let me know your intention. Let me know if you have an agenda you want to address or just simply what your intention is and some sense of how you are now and how you've been up till now. Okay. So for now, let's breathe. So, not quite sure if I'm able to see anybody's comments yet, but we shall see. Great. There it is. Okay, I still can't see anybody's comments, but I'm just going to go see what happens. Let's see. It tells me that Angela, you and Denise have responded. You put a comment, but it tells me that if I leave this page and look at your comments, then I will end the live video. So, let's see what happens. So for now, I'm just going to sit down. And see what's streaming. What's streaming in terms of what's streaming in our session. Feels like part of the dynamic is I'm feeling like there is a block. And it feels like a block around the heart. Like the heart is being blocked. So I'm just going through the heart center of each of us and of our collective and our group here and clearing the heart. For now, until that is cleared, until I can actually see your comments, send me a message, a messenger on Facebook. That way I'll be able to answer you. So I'm going to cast that out, just clearing the heart center and clearing the third eye. So it feels like, even though the camera is on here, it feels like there's like this restriction of this blocking that is not allowing it to come through. So again, clearing that and tapping that in. So until I hear somebody else, I'm actually going to state Susan Garment has sent in her request, and she's had a lot going on. And you guys know she has Soso and DACA. Now she has Nani and DACA. And they've gone through a move, and they've gone through some illnesses with her husband, Stan. And so she's asked for some assistance there. And so we're working with the gallbladder, and we're actually working with anger, which is interesting because with all of the chaos that's going on in the world, I don't know if any of you have experienced this or not, but there's been a lot of aggressiveness, a lot of anger, like anger just being thrown rampantly in the most interesting ways. And between friends, between family, between individuals, I'm seeing a lot of repressed anger. And so we're working with the gallbladder on the river right now. Oh, I hear somebody.
Hey. Hey, Debbie.
Hello, Susan.
Susan and Nani and Jaka. And actually, Stan's here at the moment.
Yes, and Stan. Yeah, you came in just around the right time, actually. I was just talking about you and Nani and Jaka and Stan. And so we started working with the gallbladder and liver area.
Yeah.
And all of that repressed anger that it's been repressed up till now, and now it's just coming out explosively. So there's all this reactivity going around in the world, and it's almost like people can't have a normal conversation, and there's just lots of barbs and anger being thrown in all sorts of directions. And then judgments are showing up. So it's like I see these big, almost like tiles of judgment. And it's interesting, as I see them as tiles, they almost look like tiles that are trying to build a wall. That's fascinating. So I see like these tiles of judgment being built, and it feels like a wall is being built with all these judgments that are being thrown out. So we're going to set into motion the collapse of that wall, the collapse of those judgments, the collapse of that dynamic that causes that fight, that anger, that aggressiveness. Caused me to choke off. So I feel like now we're going into the throat with that. It's like I see like tongues spitting fire. That's fascinating. This is an interesting way to start out. I see tongues spitting fire. And so so we're going to quench that fire, and we're going to quench that fire, which is the inflammation of anger. And we're going to do a reorganization of the organizational functions, which have to do with the liver and gallbladder. So a reorganization of the liver and gallbladder in terms of the organization, the way that they operate and function, and optimize them and bring them into alignment with the heart. As many of you know, theoretically, the individual soul is housed in the liver, and there's a lot of soul lessons being received during this time, but a lot of them aren't being received easily. I wanted to say willingly, and it is willingly. A lot of them haven't been received willingly in terms of there's been a hold of, I want to hold on to that for a bit longer. And the souls are saying, let it go. It's time to integrate. It's time to let it go. And yet I'm hearing time, time. So there is a measuring, there's a gauge, and there's this energy that's behind the scenes that is like, I feel like we're working a lot in the subconscious level of the mind, the sub-subconscious level of the mind, and all of this energy of all of this resistance. You guys heard me say before that we are in a huge transformative shift, and we are shifting out of the old paradigm, the old historical way of being that's been since the beginning of time. And we're shifting into a more gracious, more graceful way of being. But the old ways, that old saying, old habits die hard, the old ways don't want to let go. And so that's what we're butting heads with. And that's what needs to collapse. So there needs to be some peace. The fire of inflammation needs to be put out. Hence all of the fires and floods, fires and floods, fires and floods. The earth is actually mirroring what's going on internally and what's going on societally in terms of the battle of extremes, fire to flood, fire to flood. So it really is bringing the elements into alignment within each of us and within anyone in collective consciousness that is willing to actually have the elements aligned within them. To put out the fire of inflammation and to ignite the fire of the heart. And when I say ignite the fire of the heart, it really means bringing the heart back into harmony with the soul's purpose, the soul's function, the soul's interaction with all other souls, and bringing them into alignment with one another so that the heart becomes a sacred container as it is designed to be, and we remove all of the plasticity and all of the structure that is not the true heart. We remove the false hearts that have barricaded the true heart up till now and open up the heart and bring it to that space of being that sacred vessel and that sacred container for the fire of the heart and fire of the evolutionary soul. And then balancing that wheel. In the original Purana, when we first started out with body talk, there was a mandala. And I see that coming back, actually, in a lot of my sessions. This mandala was the wheel of the elements. And it was this living wheel, mandala, of the elements. And so they were literally living and cycling and building up energy and going through the fields to reacquaint, to reorganize, to reharmonize and balance the elements, which is in everything, in humans, in nature alike, in the cosmos alike, actually. So bringing that wheel of that, those elements, that mandala, to back into our frequencies, into the frequency of now, to bring new life. New life. Hi, Nani. Bring new life. I know. Hi, Nani. Bring new life to Egypt. Nani's in agreement.
Yep, he's new life, all right.
Yes. Ah, beautiful. Yes? I'm listening. Then I feel I am putting my hand in the across the bridge of the nose and up the center of the forehead into the prefrontal cortex and the thalamus and hypothalamus and pineal and pituitary and over the eyes and peeling away this sticky thickness over the eyes of humanity for all of us here, like I said, and anyone in collective consciousness willing to actually have their senses cleansed. Putting that into motion. And then I'm going to let everybody take a moment to tap out with that, okay? Then I'm getting, we're actually going to go deep, deep, deep into the bone marrow and the marrow of our DNA, into our blueprints. And it feels like there's like a lag in our DNA and its ability to evolve, to move forward. And so we're working with the DNA at that level in the subconscious and sub-subconscious, yes, and in the bone marrow, literally going into the femurs and into the pelvis of everyone, into those areas where the bone marrow is built, and doing a repair of those areas and setting up this dynamic that requires the bone marrow to actually produce healthy bone marrow and pure blood and healthy blood. Which, again, would be new blood. I love how thank you. That's taking me back into the throat, into the esophagus, and into the thyroid and the parathyroid. Seems like we're working a lot of these physical parts at the deepest level, at this very core level, to shift the ability of the DNA to actually move forward. I'm tapping that in. And then for everybody, we're going to work with the immune system right now. Because what's going on, it feels like the immune system is so threatened and overwhelmed with all of the things that it's bombarded with, whether it's media, news, Facebook, whatever, and also sound waves, radio waves, electromagnetic frequencies, 5G, all of this. It's like the immune system is almost, it's got a lot of static, a lot of confusion and feeling overwhelmed. So we want to do an optimization of everybody's immune system here. And we're going to start, and this comes from Body Talk specifically, and we're going to start with the thymus gland. And I want everybody to tap your sternum right around CB17. And that's sort of mid-breast or higher. And we want to do that to awaken, basically to wake up, to stimulate the thymus gland. Because it feels like it's kind of shriveled in a lot of people, whether it's energetically or physically, it's shrunk. And part of the reason it's shrunk is because it's following the commands of medicine. Because medicine has said for many years that it was a useless gland, a useless organ, but it's not. And so when you tell it's useless, it starts atrophying and shrinking, and the thymus gland was doing that. So we want tap it and let it know, hey, we're here, we're here, we see you. We know that you're not useless. In fact, you're very, very, very essential, very essential. And we want to listen to you now, and we want to assist you in any way we can to come back to life, literally come back to life. So we're going to do hydration, and if everybody has water, I'm going to suggest you actually take a drink of water to hydrate your thymus, literally, as well as, since we just worked with the throat, the thyroid and parathyroid, the same. And apparently it was very thirsty. Now it feels like now it feels like we're working with interesting. I got it. So Nani is trying to convey this with his voice. We're working with the frequencies of, and it's really with tapping in, hello, and tapping into parts. We want to be sure to tap into a unique frequency. So while we were working on adjusting that in terms of all of the bombardment, electromagnetic frequencies, and all of this stuff with media and all of these external voices, and now we're going to tap everybody into their unique frequency and vibration of their voice, each of you, of your voice. Thank you, Mommy. And part of that is paying attention to, and this is something I'm going to repeat it, it's like paying attention to the words we speak and doing our best to speak conscious, uplifting words, words that are nurturing, supportive, compassionate, rather than destructive. And that's because those of us who are conscious, we are conscious, but those of us who are conscious of the fact that we're conscious, it's really significantly important that we pay attention to the words we speak notice the thoughts we think. Pay attention to the words we actually put out into the world. Like, what are we projecting there? And how can we remain conscious and not even only remain conscious, evolve our own consciousness to where we are listening to our inner guidance without all of those piles of judgment that we just deconstructed? Because every time one of us that is conscious, that we're conscious, judges and condemns another person, another situation, or even a government, anytime we think that, we're putting this condemnation out there, this judgment out there. And when we do that, it's a boomerang. It comes back to us, and not only does it come back to us, it goes around, it's like reverberates around the world, just like the butterfly effect, because we're all part of this collective consciousness. It's significantly important that we pay attention to what we put out, what we give out. And it's also very significantly important that we to our breath and give space to our words and our actions. That's taking me behind the eyes again. And I feel like this interesting imagery of artificial eyes behind our eyes. That's fascinating. So it's like literally peeling those out from behind our eyes, literally shifting the circuitry of our sense of sight and our structure of our eyeballs so that we can see more clearly and therefore be more clearly. And that's taken me to the neck now. And I'm needing to actually do a little bit of movement and a little bit of unwinding because I feel like the neck needs unwound. There's a lot of tension in the neck. It's like a push and pull of what's literally grabbing our attention, like grabbing us by the neck. Grabbing us by the neck. And then there's this weird imagery of, you know, the old theater dynamic where they have a hook and they pull you off the stage if you were a judge. And I saw that imagery, but the hook wasn't coming around the waist and pulling us off center. It was coming around the neck and pulling us off center. So I'm removing that hook. No more of those hooks. No. That actually loosened some things up. There's still tension around the neck. Still more to do around the neck and the throat. And neck and the throat and digestion. It's like, what are we chewing on and what are we swallowing? And it feels like having a hard time swallowing and getting things moving. Like an stalled engine, like the old engine stalled. So I'm just clearing those channels through that whole throat, through the mouth, through the sense of taste and the tongue, which is very much linked to the heart, linking the tongue to the heart to tap into seeking the heart. And working with the sense of taste because there's so much distastefulness right now. We want to cleanse that face, cleanse the palate. We're going to cleanse our palate and cleanse that sense of taste. So that as we speak kindly, sweetness, not saccharine sweetness, not artificial sweetness, as we speak kindness, it generates, it changes the palate of our taste buds and of our sense of taste, and literally opens up the doorway in our consciousness. And I'm tapping the prefrontal cortex right now, the doorway. I literally see a doorway opening in the superconscious. Oh, I love this. In the superconscious level of the mind, and the doorway is opening, and it's like, it's beautiful. It's opening at the prefrontal cortex, the ever-evolving brain in the head, and tapping that into the heart and the gut brain. Loosening up the body. The body seems to be feeling lighter, and it really is the body. And we're talking about the body physiologically, but it's also working on all of these other levels. Well, the physiological level includes emotional, mental, spiritual, but it's also working on the body of our lives, as this body is treated well and remembering its significance. It's kind of like, you know, we talk about we need to take care of the earth, and in a sense with that, and that's true, but also the earth being our body, this vessel that allows us the blessing to walk around and be here, or to experience this being human. And that is linking to the amygdala. Amygdala. And we're tapping out the amygdala, which is programmed very early in life. And as we're tapping it, I see like a lot of the programming, like it's, and I'm not a computer whiz by any means, but I see kind of like computer software or hardware, computer software. I see programming, and I see as we're tapping the amygdala, I see digits falling and programming falling away. I like that. That's really beautiful. See the programming falling away. And opening up the eyes and the mind at a different level, so that we can just be more clearly this human that we came to be, and more clearly and more kindly tapping into the kind of humankind. I love it. And then we're going into the ears. Apparently we're working on the senses at multiple levels. And I guess we're going to get back to the immune system. This is all part of the immune system, actually. So we're going into the ears now, and we're going into the temporal lobes, the ears, and the jaw. So it's really literally the sides of the head, including the ears, the ear canal, the jaw. And the positioning of the head on the atlas axis. So needing to do an adjustment, to adjust the jaw, the temples, the ear canals, as well as the head. And so I love this, because as we're doing that, I literally saw an old radio dial where we're adjusting the frequencies. And I'm seeing for each and every one of you, you have this dial now that you can use any time that you feel you need to turn it down, you can turn it down. Anytime you feel you want to turn it on, you can turn it on. So in other words, you can adjust the frequency, you can adjust the volume, you can fine-tune your senses just using your imagination and these dials that have just been put into place. Yes, they've always kind of been there, I'm hearing. It's just now we're being made aware of them. It's like, okay, so we can adjust these frequencies because I know many of us are hypersensitive. I've been known to say I have dog ears. I can hear things that I wish I didn't, but cancel delete. I can hear a lot. I can hear a lot of sounds, and sometimes they can get overwhelming. But this dial is meant to give an adjustability, and to give you the power of your own senses, rather than being at the mercy of the world around you. Just knowing you have that dial is going to allow you to be less, to be more empowered and less at victim, less at basically the victim consciousness. It's basically eradicating the victim consciousness. You can be present in your own life and listen and hear clearly. Different things. Listen and hear clearly. There's listening, and many of us are very good at listening, but we may not be so good at hearing what we're listening to because our filters have been so convoluted. So these also working with that. So if you need to fine-tune that frequency, if you're hearing something from your inner voice, you can literally go here and go, I'm hearing this, but I'm not hearing it clearly, so let me adjust this, and can you please say that again? Can you please give me that information again? And I would love some feedback from people if they use this technique, because it just showed up right now. And I would love some feedback and see if you actually quit getting feedback and get more clarity and actually hear your inner voice more clearly. Hey. Great. Now we're going into the heart. I thought we were going to go to the nose and start taking care of all the senses, but it seems like there's a disorder. We're going back to the heart, and I'm kind of patting over the heart. I'm not sure why. We're at the heart, and I'm needing to pat the heart, the heart center. So it's not just the thymus. It's the whole heart center. So it feels, again, a reorganization, like body moving the heart, literally, like as we remove that false heart. So we need to do a little bit of adjusting internally to give the heart space, to give the space so that they are in their rightful where they're designed and be housed so that they can actually rest. Resting state, and this is for some reason a mantra I need to do right now. We can be in that resting state, and you can actually breathe into that resting state because your structure is being put back into your divine blueprint order, into the rightful space and place. And as it's in its rightful space, it's safe. And it also has space to be able to relate to the other part in the world around it, just like us being able to relate to parts of the world around us. Nice. So, I'm sorry if any of you are talking to me for some reason. I can't. I hear Nani, he's the only one I hear. I don't see any comments. So,
if you need me to mute him, let me know.
No. No, I love it.
Like I said, okay.
He's very much saying we need to pay attention to the voice, our voice. I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? Are you clearly?
He's certainly trying.
Nice. So, I keep getting, okay, so now we're going back to hydrate. Stop and take a drink. I encourage anyone who feels the need, stop and take a drink. And I feel earlier we were working with the core, the blood, the deep part of the blood and the bone marrow. And I feel like we need to hydrate that function as well. We need to hydrate the fascia and the tissue of the body. And so the mandala is still going through to circulate and to harmonize the elements as things reorganize. And that's taken me to the kidneys and adrenals. And I'm holding the back. And there, they're not getting enough oxygen. So the kidneys, we need to link the kidneys to the lungs. Okay, so this is also part of that immune function. It's like linking the kidneys to the lungs with the consciousness of inspiration. And breath. And then we want to balance body chemistry for oxygen. For oxygen. So we want to optimize the ability of the kidney and lungs to actually take in, inspire, take in, receive air and be able to filter it in terms of receiving the vital energy of oxygen and then exhale anything that is not of good health and harmony, toxicity, any kind of pollutants, any kind of environment toxicity or pollutant. So inspiration of the kidneys and lungs and balancing body chemistry and filtering so that the filter actually eliminate the waste in the body and optimize the utilization of the intake of oxygen. And we're doing that with the kidneys and lungs. Then we're actually doing a sub-program of every cell in the body. Optimize the intake of oxygen. Because oxygen, when you have a fully oxygenated body, there can be no disease. So it's bringing that in. Nice. And that's linking to the skin. And we're needing to do a repair of the skin on the level of, again, the optimization of what the skin is designed to do, skin and fascia, which is designed to maintain our structure so that we don't just become this blob of stuff that falls out everywhere, to maintain our structure with fascia and skin, but also to filter and keep out what's not useful or and what is harmful, and to let in what is essential. So letting in the essential, again, oxygen, vitamin D from the sun. So we're needing to actually balance the vitamin D with everyone. And this is just showing up in terms of, it has to do with the way the sun has is being represented in terms of lethal. And so with the radiation of the sun, yes, of course, if you're in the sun, it's going to kill you. But it basically brings us life. So it's really about, because of the way that the sun has been portrayed all of these years as dangerous, our skin has turned off its ability to actually receive the vitamin D nutrient fully. And also, in our evolution, we talked about this, I think, last time, the photosynthesis ability of our cells is being, again, addressed. The ability to tap into photosynthesis to receive nourishment from the sun in the form of vitamin D and anything else that the sun is willing to give us and our bodies are willing to receive. So that's at the skin level and the fascia level. And I'm going to tap that. Everybody tap that in, if you will. Just tap your head, heart, and belly and take some full breaths in and out. Now I see Nani and Daka, and I see their feathers. and their feathers are part of this dynamic for them. Their feathers and the way that the feathers, almost like with us with hair follicles, it's the feathers and the way the feathers, it's working with their structure in terms of their feathers and their yes. And it's just downloading. Everything's downloading. I see it like settling like an ocean wave, and I see the sand. And that's taking me to in the body. And when I say elements, it's not just the five Chinese elements. It's elements like silica just showed up. When I saw the water and the sand dropping, I saw the element of silica needs to be balanced in everyone. Silica. And in the earth, actually. So within our bodies and within the earth. So the minerals are showing up. So we need to balance everyone with minerals, potassium, iodide, silica, magnesium. Selenium, boron, all of these elements are just coming in. They're just needing to be balanced within everyone. Even the metals in the body, copper, silver, gold, Nice. I just need to get some space for that and tap that in. Hello. Okay. We're not finished, but we've come to a still point. So everybody just breathe for a moment. We're going to have a moment of just breathing. Now I'm seeing the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus in our head is the moon. And the moon is in its new phase. It's actually in its waxing phase now because it was new at 9:50 a.m. this morning Eastern time. So we're working with the hypothalamus, which addresses all of our autonomic functioning, and we're needing to link that to the thalamus, which is the sun. And really, it's kind of like reintroducing them and that new orbit, a new way of relating, a new perspective, and linking that. So tapping into the power of this phase of the sun and bringing them together in terms of, so, and it's also showing like the yin and yang symbol. And the yin and yang symbol is not a static symbol. It's literally this, it's like the chorus of the heart. It's different, I think. The chorus of the heart, it's moving in and out of each other all the time. And so it's alive. It's alive. And it's needing to be balanced because it's been so off balance through history. You know, we're coming to this time where we want to awaken the divine feminine and masculine, and up till now, neither has been present. It has been. We had a matriarchal society in the beginning, and then the patriarchal society took over. So it was always kind of an imbalance, even though from a historical perspective, the matriarchal society was more in alignment with nature because it was more in terms of the harmony of working with nature rather than building and constructing man-made materials. However, they were still always out. And now it's really, we're coming to this place where the divine feminine is rising. It's still rising like aggressively like the masculine, although that's changing, that's softening. So, yeah, I'm going to retract that because it's softening a great deal. So the divine feminine is coming to light, and which is giving space for the divine masculine. And so it's really bringing this harmony, this dance of life back into a more harmonious, vital life force, life source, tapping into that source of divinity, that source of grace, that source of feminine and masculine, and bringing them together in the divine, not as man and woman, but as the divine feminine and masculine. And it's bringing that engine to life. It's bringing that more alive. And it's kind of, as I say, that engine, it's like, it's kind of clearing through the muck and congestion of old. And it will surface. And the more we can actually keep that focus of it is surfacing. In fact, it is already here. It's just that we consciously have had still too many filters to keep us from actually experiencing it. But that is changing. Nice. That's still a lot of resistance. And so what we're doing today is working to optimize everyone so that you can walk through the resistance without being knocked over or torn apart or without having to battle your way through. It's really about just standing clear and true to your own heart, to your own frequency, what it is you're putting out there, in such a way where the fight just dissipates. It might be trying to get at you, but if you come at it with this clarity and you breathe through it, it falls away. Literally just falls away. I think Angela, you're on here, and she's mentioned the walls of Jericho and that story about the walls of Jericho falling down. And what I'm seeing is that now, and it is in terms of the way that we approach ourselves, each other, and the world around us. Do we fight our way through, or do we say, I've given up that fight. If you need that fight, I'm sorry, and you fight that fight on your own, but I'm not fighting that fight with you anymore. So, and it falls away, and it falls away, and it falls away, so it no longer has the momentum that the fight against has given it up until now. So it's like when we're optimizing the body today, we're optimizing the appropriate tension in the body, which gives the appropriate, and the appropriate tension is just enough tension to keep your structure together as it is, so we don't fall out all over the place, and so that we're healthy, and so that we can be clear and just clearly present as who we've come to be. So much so that it's a distance and it looks like it's going to come at us. We stand so clear and so present that it just passes us by because it doesn't even see us because we're not even on the same wavelength. So we're not even in the same dimension. So we're not even in the same frequency. And we're actually in a different world, even though we're living on the same planet. I love that. So, just like A Course in Miracles always says, we shift dimensions all the time, and the players look the same, but you'll notice they behave differently depending on how we behave, how we interact with them. So, let's open up our heart and our mind and our arms so that we can welcome a new world and a new way of being with ourselves, each other, and the world around us. And that is how we're going to end today. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, very much appreciated it. Thank you.
You are very welcome, and I very much appreciate you. And you, Nani, and you, Daka, and you, Stan, and everybody here, I very much appreciate you. Thank you very much. The recording will be available soon. And one more thing. Get back to me and let me know if you play with that whole frequency dynamic and how it works for you. Thanks. Blessings and love. Blessed be. Bye-bye.